Searching for things to do this summer? Well, look up, because for instance, between now and July 11th, you might see the comet Neowise just before dawn. Yes, stargazing, why not? Dean Regas from the Cincinnati Observatory has a newly expanded book out, 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. Dean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You had me at the, you know, at the word star. Remind people, if they don't look up, why should we?
Well, for me, during this kind of quarantine lockdown time, I've needed an escape. And so the stars up above are just so great to have up there. You can step outside and look up there in the sky. Even if you're in the city, there's still lots of things you can see. We've got the moon, of course. We've got the stars. And then we have two big planets that are coming around soon, too, to get everybody's attention.
Ooh, let's start there. What's coming?
Jupiter and Saturn, the biggest of the planets in our solar system. And for people that have been out late, you might have already noticed them because they rise at about 11 o'clock at night and they just look like these two bright lights in the southeastern sky. So you don't need a telescope to be able to see them. And what I really like about stargazing is there's so many big things you can see without a telescope. And when you can show people a planet and say, point up there and say, that's Jupiter and that's Saturn, they really think it's pretty cool.
So can you just briefly explain one of the ways that you can navigate the night sky? You don't need a telescope, but you need your hands. You know, explain that.
Yeah. So, first off, it's good to know your direction. So one of the first things that I write in the book, 100 Things to See in the Night Sky, is how to find the North Star up in the sky. But, you know, we have all this great technology at our hands. You could cheat and get a compass or a compass app to point north. From there, then you can go around to see these constellations that are up in certain parts of the sky. And you can use your hands at arm's length to measure angles in the sky as well. So you can kind of figure out how high up something is in the sky and what direction to look in. And those are the two things you really need to know. And then you can find a whole lot of stuff.
Right. And when you're looking for the angles, a pinky is 1 degree of sky, 3 fingers is 5, a fist is 10. What are some of the other things people can look for? You say look for pointer stars for guides.
Yeah, so at this time of year, we've got a lot of these big, bright objects. So in the eastern sky after dark, you'll see something that's like a big giant triangle, and it's nicknamed the Summer Triangle. And so you'll be seeing those three stars. They'll be great guides to tell you which way the east is, and they'll be up all summer long. And then, like I said, in the southeast, we've got Jupiter and Saturn coming up kind of lower in the sky, but they will keep getting closer and closer to us as we get to July. And then the Big Dipper is the other big thing to look for, because that's up high in the northwestern sky. And the two stars on the end of the spoon will point you to the North Star. And the handle will point you to another bright star called Arcturus. So it's like we're doing the old school way of finding your way around the sky, just like the ancients did. The really cool star of summer for me is in the southern sky. Right after dark, there's a star called Antares, which is this reddish colored star. And people really notice it because of that color, and it twinkles a lot. And that is the star that marks the heart of the Scorpion, my favorite summertime constellation. And you can get to see that every night in July.
Is it the tail or the...
The Antares is the red beating heart. So it's even in the right place. It's the heart of the Scorpion.
Ah, it's in the body of the Scorpion. Wow.
Exactly. And then the rest of the stars curve down and make a little hook shape down towards the horizon. That's where the tail and stinger stars are.
Right. You know, you say even if you live in the city, you can do this. It is harder because of the light pollution that is in a city, but there is less light pollution now because so many things, in some parts of the country, because things aren't open yet. So there's that. Is there anything you can do, you know, with light pollution? Is there, I guess just go for a short drive?
I wish there was a magic switch. We could turn all the lights off, but there are fewer lights that are up there, and there's also fewer planes. But really, the key is to get out away from the city and, you know, get away from the lights.
In August, you say the Perseids meteor shower is coming.
Oh, yeah. So now the meteor showers are always fickle beasts, so you can't predict them very well. But this one in August seems to be, at least on paper, looking like the best one of the year. And they peak on August 12th and 13th. So that's a time where the moon won't get in the way and wash out a lot of the meteors. Those are good nights to just get outside and try to see some shooting stars going across the sky.
Yeah, it's such a cheap date or vacation. You know, pitch a tent in the backyard. Let the kids have your book and, you know, navigate themselves or do it with them. It's such a great idea. You know, do you think, Dean, there's something even more important in these times, something that even though it's we're looking up, it grounds us or something?
Oh, absolutely. There's something about viewing the stars for me. It takes you out of the earthly realm. And I know we're all doing social distancing, but this is about as social distant as you can get. And with everything going on Earth, I do take a great comfort of looking up at the stars and knowing that the heavens are still going, that things are still spinning up around there. And there is something that's really, really powerful about that.
Dean Regas, house astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory, author of the newly expanded 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. Get out and look for them. Dean, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Keep looking up out there.